We began last time discussing some of the restrictions that apply to an onen. We'll continue with some of that discussion for now. The Pesach Teshuva here in Sif Katan Vav quotes from a Shavuos Yaakov that if a person's in the middle of davening and he hears that a karov passed away, he's in the middle of Kriyas Shema and he hears that a karov passed away and he becomes an onen, he is permitted to, he should finish Kriyas Shema or davening. He should not be masik. Since the iser of reciting Kriyas Shema or davening for an onen is only an iser derabbanan anyway, so once he already started, he should continue. Chachma Sadim and others discuss in this context, you have an element of oseik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. That you're ready in the middle of the mitzvah, kriyas shema, in the middle of tefillah, then you say you're patur from being noeg aninus once you started the heter. Rav Avadya has a discussion, page kuf lam dalet anan, you say oseik b'mitzvah derabbanan, patur min mitzvah deraisa. But be that as it may. And the Rav Avadya adds on, you also have additional seika derabbanan. As it is, we saw last on the Mechaber Paskins in Siman Ayin Aleph that under certain circumstances, or Achayim Ayin Aleph, under certain circumstances, an onen would be permitted to voluntarily perform mitzvos if there's someone else that could take care of his orchei meis. And then there's another consideration, and maybe there's a chashash bracha latal according to some poskim. If you, let's say you start Shemana Esrei, you don't finish, so maybe the brachas that you recited initially are levatala. You have to recite all Shemana Esrei together. So that's what the Pesach Teshuva here quotes in the Shavuos Yaakov, that if you start the Avinu, you start Kriyas Shema or Shemana Esrei, you should continue if you receive a Shmua that you lost a relative. In the Yisod Esmachos, Rabbi Felder Sefer, he quotes from Moshe. This is chapter 3, Hara 30. The Talmud quotes from Moshe that if you, once you got past Baruch Hu, then you can continue until the end of Shemana Esrei because that's all a single unit. Rabbi Willis suggested maybe even a bigger Kiddush, that if you look in Siman Shin Tzadi, Sif Beis, so the passage of Shulchan Aruch Sif Siman Shin Tzadi Sif Beis, Yashav Galeach, if a person sits down for a haircut, for a shave, the Amul Ameis Aviv, and then he receives word that he lost a relative, Hareza Mashlim Rosho, he's allowed to continue getting the haircut. And if Kibager points out over here, what does it mean to begin a haircut Yashav Galeach? So even if the barber puts down the apron on the customer, Mishinich Malferes Al Birkov, like the Gemara Shabbos, by Tfilas Mechon Dates, so that's already considered a Haskala for this Halacha of Yashav Galeach. So Rabbi Willick thought, if that's true by Yashav Galeach, maybe it's true by Tfilas as well. Maybe once you're already making the Achanos to Daven, even if you haven't actually started davening, maybe this Halacha should apply. Chazanish isn't so convinced. One second, the Chazanish in Archaim Simin Tesvav Os Aleph thinks maybe that's not necessarily correct. Maybe you'll say that even though you started Behetzer, it's true, when you started davening, you weren't yet an onen, but once you receive word that a karov passed away, so then aninus kicks in, and then your chiyuv is paka. So maybe you're not mechuyev anymore, and those brachos that you're going to continue to say are themselves batala. The Chazon Ish leaves out with his aruchi and acknowledges that the Pesach Teshuva quotes in the Shavuos Yaakov otherwise, and that seems to be the broader consensus of poskim, but the Chazon Ish isn't convinced l'halacha that's not necessarily correct. Avi.
So, according to Willie, is that a rishus to finish davening or it's a chiyuv to finish davening?
I don't think anyone would say it's a chiyuv. It may be appropriate. Rabbi Willie was just saying that within the side over here of the Shavuos Yaakov, once you're maskil, just in terms of definition of Ashkala, you could, in theory, have an expansive definition of Ashkala.
So, taking it one step further, if it's a rishus,
right,
he was, let's say, designated to be the Shkiat Tzibur, would he,
right,
be allowed to continue as the Shkiat Tzibur? Because if it's only a rishus and other people have chiyuvim to be discharged, would he be able to do so?
No, it doesn't mean, so if you don't accept the Chazon Ish, that means that it's considered an extension of the starting, so you could be Motzi Acherim as well. Presumably, if you don't accept the Chazon Ish, you're not concerned about what the Chazon Ish raises, so you probably could even be Motzi Acherim once you're Maskil Beheter, so to speak. Yeah, Gary.
Can you just repeat where that
Chazon Ish was? Chazon Ish is in Siman Tesvav Os Aleph. Okay, since we quoted Rabbi Felder, somebody asked last time about Tfilas HaDerech. They said that you shouldn't recite Tfilas HaDerech either, but I found it in print. Rabbi Felder quotes that from Moshe in chapter 3, Ha'ara 34. Okay. The Achron and the later Achronim quote, the contemporary Svarim quote of Bikurei Yaakov in Hilchos Sukkah. Bikurei Yaakov is in Siman Tav Reish Mem Tes. Siman Tav Reish Mem Tes. Bikurei Yaakov writes that if a person is sitting in the Sukkah, and then he receives word that he became an onin, that a relative passed away, he doesn't have to leave. And it is true that he's part of a mitzvah sukkah. And it's true that an onin should not be mekayim mitzvahs the kum v'asei. But that's Shevi al Tasi. You're already sitting in the sukkah, you're not mechuyev to leave.
You said that?
The Bikurei Yaakov. The Divrei Sofrim suggests Siv Katan Kuf Samach Beis. Divrei Sofrim Siv Katan Kuf Samach Beis. Then maybe Dafka shouldn't leave. Not just that you don't have to leave. He says maybe you shouldn't leave because leaving is Kumbasei. So you're not supposed to be Mekai Mitzvahs for Kumbasei. But if you're ready in the Sukkah, so obviously if there are Tzarchei Meis to tend to, then you should leave. But short of that, the Divrei Sofrim suggests maybe you dafka shouldn't leave.
Divrei what?
I'm sorry?
What's this?
Divrei Sofrim.
Sofrim, okay.
Rabbi Willi thought that wasn't correct. That what do you mean you shouldn't leave? You're not mechuyev. The chiyuv is baka. There's nothing, there's no chiyuv sukkah at all. So, there's nothing stopping you from leaving. Same thing by tzitzis. Like Divrei Sofrim there says that if you become an onein, there's no need to take your tzitzis off. And Rabbi Willich said there's no need to keep your tzitzis on either. There's your part of a mitzvah, so if you want to take your tzitzis off, you can. Shlomo Zalman has a chiddush in the same tshuva that we quoted last time in the Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Siman Sadi Aleph, subsection Kaf Hei Os Gimel, again Chelek Aleph Siman Sadi Aleph, section Kaf Hei Os Gimel. So Shlomo thinks that an onin is even allowed to put on tzitzis in the morning because that's just the normal way of getting dressed. You don't think twice about it. It's not that you're actively doing the kaivim mitzvah, so obviously you can't say bracha, but he'd be permitted to put on tzitzis. I think most poskim assume not that way, that an onin should not put on tzitzis. So presumably after the kvura, then the earliest opportunity to put on tzitzis. We have over here in Sif Aleph that most situations of Hilchos Aninus do not apply in Shabbos. An onen on Shabbos is permitted to eat basar, to drink wine. He's mechuyev b'chol ha-mitzvos. Chutz mi-betash mishamita, which is asur. And it doesn't say so explicitly here, but we assume that he's asur b'talmud Torah as well. If you want more malkum for that, Magen Avraham discusses that in Hilchos Yontif. Simin Tav Kuf Mem Ches Sif Katan Ches Magen Avraham Simin Tav Kuf Mem Ches Sif Katan Ches. That Talmud Torah would be Aser on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. We'll discuss later in the Simin the extent to which Hilchos Avelos apply during the period of Aninus. No, applying Hilchos Avelos. What did Hilchos Avelos apply during Aninus? We haven't discussed that yet.
So in regards to learning, though, right. Is one allowed to learn Hilchos Avelos?
So some of the Svarim say that you shouldn't even learn Dvarim Harayim. I forget where I saw that, either in maybe Divrei Sofim quotes that. Rabbi Willi thought that, no, Dvarim Harayim would be permissible just as an Avel, unless it interferes with the Tzorchei Hames. Yeah.
Would there be like an added component to Avelis? It's not just Dvarim HaRayim, but it's also Nogea, like you need to know what to do. You presumably should be able to
right, so in a situation where you need to know what to do, then presumably everyone would agree that you can figure out what to do, yeah.
And also, I don't know if we're in, but is there like a discussion if you're clearly in a time that there's no shaykhus to the mace, whether it's like in the middle of the night, you go to the bathroom, sing Ashiyatza, or if you're having like an airplane?
Yeah, okay, so we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so in Sif Beis over here, we have the din of Havdalah. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Misha Meis Lameis B'Shabbos, a person becomes an Onin on Shabbos. Yochav Mosei Shabbos B'Havdalah, even though in general there's an Isser to be Toei prior to Havdalah, but since he's Mufka from Mitzvos, he may not recite Havdalah, so he's allowed to eat without making Havdalah, he doesn't have to starve. V'lo Yispalel, V'lo Bavoker Kodem Kvura. So you shouldn't daven at night, you shouldn't daven the next morning prior to Kvura. V'lo Acher Kvura Yispalel Tefila Shachris. Him lo Aver Zman, if it still is Zman Tefila, so then he should daven Shachris. Aval Tefila Se'er V'lo Yispalel Shekva Aver Zman. However, there's no Tashlumin for Mariv. V'lo Dami V'shacha V'lo Yispalel Arvitz Shem Yispalel Shachris Shtayim. Even though in general, there's a din of tashlumin that if a person forgets to daven Mariv, he davens Shacharis twice. But that's true when there's a chiyuv Mariv. But here, Kevin Shabbalai Leloi Yachai Vespalel, since at night there's no chiyuv, so there's no tashlumin. Tashlumin is only shayach if there's a chiyuv that you forgot to perform. Here, an onen is parted from Mariv, there was never any chiyuv, so there's no concept of tashlumin. As far as Havdalah is concerned, he's not allowed to recite Havdalah Motzei Shabbos because he's an Onei. After Purus Hameis, he should recite Havdalah. So that is a machlokes rishonim. In the Rush, in the third paragraph of Brachos Siman Beis, the Rush quotes a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and the Maharam. Yehuda Chassid was of the opinion that if a person is an onein on Motzei Shabbos, meis la meis on Shabbos, as soon as Motzei Shabbos begins, he's an onein. He does not recite Havdalah on Sunday after Kvura. And the Rush is partial to the opinion of Yehuda Chassid. So the Rush agrees with Yehuda Chassid that if a person is an onein when Shabbos ends, he's not able to recite Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. Kvuras HaMeis is Sunday morning. He does not recite Havdalah even after Kavur. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and the Rush. And the Maharam argues, so our Pesach Shulchan Aruch is based on the Maharam, that you're allowed to recite Havdalah up until Wednesday, as is the case on a regular Motzei Shabbos. What's this Machlokas about? So Minchas Chinuch explains, Minchas Chinuch in Marach on Shabbos, I think it's Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, Parshas Yisro. The Minchas Chinuch writes that this Machlokas Rishonim is based on whether the din that you're allowed to recite Havdalah after Motzei Shabbos is that halacha in Tashlumin, or is it that the Zman Chiyuv of Havdalah extends beyond Motzei Shabbos? So according to Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and the Rush, the halacha, the Gemara Masechem Daf Kufei, that a person is allowed to be mavdil kol hashabbos. Kol hashabbos means until Wednesday. So that halacha that you're allowed to be mavdil kol hashabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and the Rush, that's halacha in tashlumin. So if you're mechuyav on Motzei Shabbos, so then if you forgot to recite Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, you have license to make it up through Tuesday. If there was no chiyuv Motzei Shabbos, you are mukha from the mitzvah, so there's no din of tashlumin. Just like if you're not mukha even mariv, there's no din of tashlumin the next morning. So that's the position of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and the Rush. And the Rambam is on the opinion of that the Iker's man Chiyuv Havdalah extends through Tuesday. That's how the Minchas Pinuch explains this machlokas Rishonim. Is Havdalah on Sunday a din tashlumin, or is that part of the Iker's man Hachiyuv? The Gemara there on Sachem Kafe, the Gemara says the same thing both by Kiddush and by Havdalah, that if you forgot to recite Kiddush on Friday night, you can recite Kiddush all Shabbos, and if you forgot to recite Havdalah on Matzei Shabbos, you can recite Havdalah Kol HaShabbos Kulo, Machlokas Adamin, so we assume through Tuesday. So that machlokas by Havdalah, if the lumdus is Tashlumin versus Ikris Manchiyah, that may be the same lumdus by Kiddush. Nafkamina, if a person did not recite Kiddush Friday night, the Mazin, independent of Hilchos Avelos now, general situation, right? The person deliberately did not recite Kiddush on Friday night, is he allowed to recite Kiddush on Shabbos morning? So if the Iker's Man Chi of Kiddush is all Shabbos, and even if you didn't recite Vimezin, it's still the Iker's Man Chi of Kiddush, and you can recite Kiddush on Shabbos morning. If Kiddush is Shabbos morning, meaning the elongated Friday night Nusach HaKiddush, not just Bar Pir Gafen, but if the Iker's Man Chi of is Friday, and if you forgot to recite the Nusach HaKiddush Friday night, you can recite a Shabbos, if that's only Midin Tashlumin. So if you were mazed and didn't recite Kiddush for mazed Friday night, presumably you would not be prudent to do so on Shabbos morning. This itself is a machlokas Rishonim. The Torah in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph quotes a shita of Rav Amram Gaon that if a person did not recite Kiddush Friday night b'shogeg or b'ones, then he may recite it Shabbos morning. If a person didn't recite Kiddush Friday night b'mazed, then he is not permitted to recite it again on Shabbos day. That's the position of Rav Amram Gaon, quoting the Torah, that the only situation in which a person may recite the Mekadosh HaShabbos Kiddush on Shabbos day is if he failed to do so b'shogeg or b'ones. However, the position of the Rambam, Perek Kaftes Halacha Dalid Hilcha Shabbos, Rambam writes, Im lo kiddush b'layla, Bein b'shogi, bein b'mezid, mekadosh v'holeh kol hayom. That even if you didn't recite Kiddush Friday night b'mezid, you are permitted to recite it Shabbos day. And that's how the Mechaber Paskins there in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. The Bachter explains this Nakuda, that according to Rav Amram Gaon, reciting Kiddush Shabbos morning is midin tashlumin. So if you fail to recite Kiddush Friday night, b'mezid, too bad, you lost the opportunity. According to the Rambam, the entire day is considered Iker's man ha-kiddush. And then the Mechaber's Tzalkib are consistent that over here an onein is permitted to recite Havdalah on Sunday during the daytime, because we presume that the Iker's Man Chi of Havdalah extends through Sunday, it's not just Moshe Shabbos. And the same halacha is true by a regular person that forgets or b'mezid doesn't recite Kiddush Friday night, he's permitted to recite Kiddush on Shabbos day. Okay. There is a halacha back to Sif Aleph of Mashiach Alatchum. That while it's true that in principle the Isurei Onein don't apply in Shabbos, and Shabbos and Onein is Mechuyev in Mitzvos and in Brachos, but if he's going to Mashiach HaLatzum, if he's going to start walking to get to the end of the Tchum Shabbos, the minute Shabbos is over, that he'll be able to leave the Tchum at the earliest possible opportunity to be Osik B'Tzorach HaMeis, so if he's Mashiach HaLatzum, so from the moment that he begins that journey towards the Tchum at the end of Shabbos, the halachas of Onein kick in. But aside from that the exception, an Onein is mechuyev in mitzvos on Shabbos. The Taz in Orach Chaim has the following suggestion. The Taz is in Siman Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Dalet. So he writes that since an onein is mechuyev in mitzvos until the end of Shabbos, assuming it's not the mashiach halachom, since an onein is mechuyev in mitzvos until the end of Shabbos, so he should recite Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis when it's still daytime. Even though everyone else davens Mariv and recites Kriyas Shema after Tzeis, but since this person is not going to be able to do so, he's going to be Pater Mi Kriyas Shema come nightfall. So we don't want him to lose the opportunity of being Mekavel Ol Malchus Shemayim. And therefore, it's advisable that he should recite Kriyas Shema even before nightfall. All
right. Isn't that a target Satri? Because like, once he says Kriyas Shema for night, that is showing that it's not time that he's part of this world.
Okay, so hold on to that thought. So that's the Taz suggested, that he's not saying, is what the very self, of course, the Marmar Mordechai explains this in Taz, he's not saying this Chiyuv, because you're not really Yosei the Mitzvah Kriyas Shema then anyway, it's not the Zman. But Eisa Tova, that to avoid going too long without the Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, you should recite Kriyas Shema during that window of time. Magen Avraham, there, Sivkat and Gimel, presumably does not accept this, does not say that there's any Indian in doing so. And Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is not opposed, or maybe even supports, the suggestion of the Taz as far as Kriyas Shema. Again, not that there's a Chiyuv, but the Taz suggests maybe it's a good idea. Now, there is a Tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov, Chelik Aleph Simen Ches. So he entertains the following question. Maybe we should say, along the lines of the Taz. Taz is talking about Kriyas Shema. But this person's an onein, so once Matzei Shabbos kicks in, he's going to be pater from mufka from all mitzvahs. So why do we make the following cheshbon? We know that in general, you can daven Maariv after Plag, Rav Sali Shel, Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, V'shal Matzei Shabbos, V'Shabbos. Rakas Kavzayin. So you're always allowed to daven Maariv after Plag, and technically speaking, even Motzei Shabbos, you can daven Maariv after Plag on Shabbos. So maybe we should tell an Onein, since you're not going to have the opportunity to daven Maariv later, you should daven Maariv and make Havdalah after Plag. Obviously, you're not going to make Havdalah with Eish, but make the Birkas Havdalah alakos after Plag. So the Shvus Yaakov says, like Aaron, that to do so is inherently contradictory. Arkevei Terichshi. If you're going to daven Maariv early, you're saying Shabbos is over. Shabbos is over, you're an Onein, and you're Pater for Mitzvahs. And if you're an Onein, Pater for Mitzvahs, there's nothing to gain by davening. So it's a tarte desasri to suggest that you should daven Maariv early to chap that Maariv as an onei. Why don't you daven Maariv? It's already Motzei Shabbos. If it's Motzei Shabbos, so then you're pater from tefillah. Yeah.
No one would say daven for Plag and you can do malach. So it's still assets of Shabbos.
Correct. So that's what Yosef Engel says. Yosef Engel writes in Vayomer Yashas that sugi and brachas of Zion. One of them do the other. Tefillah l'chud and Motzei Shabbos l'chud. The Issur Melacha still applies. So long as the Issur Melacha applies, so then Hilchos Haninos are not knowing. Tefillah is a different cheshbon. The fact that you daven now, the Motzei Shabbos davening, doesn't mean that it's no longer Shabbos. Even if you make Havdalah, it technically speaking doesn't mean it's no longer Shabbos. Yosef Engel says he doesn't understand the contradiction. Daven Maariv, Hilchos Tefillah, you're allowed to daven the Motzei Shabbos Maariv on Shabbos afternoon after Plag. As far as the Yisur Melacha, as far as the lack of restrictions of an onein, so that still applies until seis. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel says, arguing on the Shavuos Yaakov. And the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. Piskei Tshuvos is a small volume that Rosh Hashanah likes to quote, which is a collection of, believe it or not, Tshuvos, of an eclectic collection of excerpts from Tshuvos that say interesting things. So in this, I'm sorry?
Not the Brown's
Farm. That is Piskei Tshuvos. This is Piskei Tshuvos. I'm sorry? Piskei and Piskei? Yeah. So in the... I'm sorry?
K or C-A.
Right. Not to be confused with the Piskei Tshuva on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch. So in the Piskei Tshuvos, Simon Samach Gimel, he quotes a brief essay written by the Ger Rebbe, printed originally in Kovetz Degel HaTorah, 1922. Degel HaTorah was a Torah journal published in Europe by Rav Mendel Kasher. I guess since it's Yom HaAtzmaut, we should at least mention Rav Mendel Kasher's such Sefer Tkufa Gedola, which is a worthwhile work to read on Yom HaAtzmaut of Zionism. Anyway, so the Ger Rebbe says that even, doesn't quote Yosef Engel, that he says there's another objection. So even if you're not bothered by Yosef Engel's, even if you accept Yosef Engel's argument that tefillah l'chud and isra melacha l'chud, and the fact that you're davening marv now isn't a stira to the continued isra melacha and Shabbos status, but there's another objection. Everyone agrees that if you daven marav after plag, the license is that you're mechuyev to daven marav at night, and we allow you to move up the tefillah until after plag. But the onein is not going to be mechuyev in marav come up to Shabbos. So just like in the other direction, there's no concept of tashlumin to make it up later if you're not mechuyev during the Ivri Zman Chiyuv. So there's also no inyan and no kiyum of davening earlier if you're not going to be mechuyev in the Ivri Zman Chiyuv. No one says that from plag until shkia, let's face, is the Ivri Zman Chiyuv. There's this license to move up the tefillah earlier than the Ivri Zman Chiyuv. But if you're going to be patur during the Ivri Zman Chiyuv, then there's nothing gained by davening Mariv early. Yeah, Shai.
Doesn't apply to Shema also?
Shema, maybe a different Cheshvin. The Taz wasn't suggesting that you're Yotzei the Mitzvah. The Taz was saying some amorphous kiyum of Kabbalah Salmalchus Shemayim. So that sounds like a different Cheshvin. The Taz wasn't suggesting that you should daven earlier. He should make a dal earlier. He's limited to Kriya Shema, which is some other kind of a cheshbon of Kabbalah Zalman for Shemayim. But what about Havdalah? So the Ger Rebbe only addresses Tefillah. Presumably, that his objection, whether it applies to Havdalah, would be dependent on what we raised earlier. Is the Ikr Zman Havdalah only Motzei Shabbos, or is the Ikr Zman Havdalah through Sunday or through Tuesday? If the Ikr Zman Havdalah is Motzei Shabbos, so just like you're not going to recite Havdalah on Sunday if you miss it, then there's no point in reciting Havdalah after plag and mincha Shabbos. But if, as we pass in Shulchan Aruch, the Iker Zman Chiv Havdalah extends through Sunday, so even though the Onein is Mufka from Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, but the Chiv is going to kick in on Sunday, so if the Chiv is going to kick in on Sunday anyway, then maybe you'd have license to recite Havdalah after plag on Shabbos.
Alright. Wouldn't it be less
than
Chachila? I mean, regardless, you're not saying
L'H,
you're not saying
L'H. Right.
Shabbos.
Correct.
So there's no difference.
Right. Correct. How do we assume L'Halacha? So Rav Avadya actually recommends, Rav Avadya in Chazan Avadya Chelik Aleph, beginning with page Kuf Samach Zayin, Chelik Aleph, beginning with page Kosam of Zion, and earlier in Yabia Omer, Chelik Vav, Simen Lama Gimel, Yabia Omer, Chelik Vav, Orachayim, Simen Lama Gimel. The Ravadi assumes that an Avel, an Onen, in this situation, Dafka should daven Marv after Plag, and should recite Havdalah, Bein Bekos, Bein Betvila. The most poskim do not assume that way, and the more accepted practice is not to recite Marv or Havdalah early. What do women do? Meaning, if a woman is an onen and can't recite Havdalah, who recites Havdalah for her on Sunday? So, there may be a male relative who's also an onen. And if your question is, what happens if not? So then, if push comes to shove, there's no other prayer, a woman does recite Havdalah. Minig is not to, but under certain circumstances, no braver than she can. Okay, so here in Sif Beis, the Mechaber had paskined that in a situation where Meis la Meis on Shabbos, so he is Mufka from the Chi of Mar of Motzei Shabbos, the crew is the next morning, then he does not recite Tashlumin for Marv because there was no Chiyuv during the Iker Zman Chiyuv, and therefore no Tashlumin. If you look in the Dagum Revava on the side of Shulchan Aruch here, and if you don't want to look in the Dagum Revava on the side, it's quoted in the Piskei Tshuva here in Sivkati Yuches, but the Dagum Revava writes, Im Eis Balayla Shekvar Chalav Chiyuv Tfila, Chodesh Emes. So let's say the Petira was not Shabbos afternoon, but sometime on Motzei Shabbos, and for whatever reason he hadn't yet daven Mariv, so then Tashlumin is in order. It's only where there's no Chiyuv during Zman Mariv. But if initially he was Mechuyuv in Mariv, and then Meis L'Meis before he had a chance to daven, then he's Bechal Tashlumin. Then you recite Tashlumin the next day.
And the same would apply to Havdalah, or would you wait?
Havdalah is a different pleasure. Havdalah you recite the next day anyway.
Right.
That, right? That's yeah. True regardless. Correct, right. Now the Piskei Tshuva here quotes from Eishel Avraham, maybe it's not so pashut. Maybe the Iker Zman Achiyah for Tefillah is Nikba at the end of the Zman Tefillah. Maybe the Iker Zman Tefillah isn't at the beginning, maybe it's at the end. The Piskei Tshuva seems to be noted like the Dagum Revava, that in this situation, one should recite Tashlumin the next morning. Okay. Piskei Tshuva here in Sifkat and Yitzayim quotes the Magen Avraham back in Siman Ayin Aleph, Magen Avraham in Ayin Aleph, Sifkat and Aleph. So Magen Avraham writes that normal situation where a person is an onen at the beginning of the morning, and then you have Furas HaMeis. So once the Meis is buried, the onen, if it's still Zman Kriyas Shema, should recite Kriyas Shema, and if it's still Zman Tila, he should recite Shachris. And Bhagavan Ram says that he could daven Shachris up until Chatzos. However, he should only recite Berachas HaShachar up until the fourth hour, up until the end of Zman Tefillah. Magen Avraham assumes that Zman Berachas HaShachar is only the first third of the day. Many poskim argue on the Magen Avraham. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah there, there's a Be'er Halacha that discusses this. Is that true? It's not only relevant to an onen. Let's say a person forgets to recite Berachas HaShachar, and then you remember Mincha Toim. So do you recite Berachas HaShachar if you only remember Mincha Toim? That's a machlokas achronim. As far as the onen situation, Rav Avadya seems to have been closer. Then Yavia Omer, Chelak Hay, Orachayim, Simen Yud, Chelak Hay, Orachayim, Simen Yud, Chelak Hay, Simen Yud. He concludes that Safek Brachas Lahakel, since this Machlokes Aposkim, do we say that this man, Berachas HaShachar, extends the entire day or not? So if you're ready past the first third of the day, Safek Brachas Lahakel. And then in the Chazon Avadya, he writes, that even though I wrote otherwise in the Abiya Omer, now I'm telling you, you can say the brachos, and you should follow what I wrote here, because I wrote this later. You follow Mishnah Akron. Nevertheless, it seems that the consensus position among Poskim is that here as well we say Safik Brachos Lahakel. That's what the Divrei Sofer writes here in Sifkat and Gimel. And that is what Rabbi Felder quotes from Ramosha, that you should not recite Berachas HaShachar past the third of the day, with the exception of, this is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the exception of the Shalom Asanis. The Shalom Asanis can be recited all day. This happened to me once. It's not a regular Erev Shabbos, so I realized Erev Shabbos Mincha that I got to recite Berachas HaShachar. So I said the three Shalom Asanis. I think that's, yeah.
The Mishnah Berurah also say that the person wants to make all after Chatzos, up until Chatzos, even after 4 hours, he could?
Yes.
So, I mean, we sort of don't
want to put it in. So it's the same. The person wanted to be Mekel, you can remember from Rav Adya says, L'chachili to be Mekel. Correct. The Mishnah Berurah says there's more to rely on than Abdel Chassas. Okay. Bitzchashuva here in Sifkatan Hay quotes from the Nesivas that, relatively uncommon scenario where a person has a meal as an onen, and then tosman ikol, they complete the kvura. So usually you're not sitting down to a meal within tosman ikol or completing the kvura, but theoretically if a person was an onen, ate a meal, and then the kvura is completed tosman ikol, according to the Nesivas, he should bench. He says same thing for the slightly more likely scenario of Asher Yatzar. The person went to the bathroom before Kvura, and then wasn't able to recite Asher Yatzar, and now the Kvura has taken place, so then he should recite Asher Yatzar. That is what the Nesiva says. And the Aruch HaShulchan argues, Aruch HaShulchan in Sifkatan Yud Zayin says this is the same issue with Tashlumin. That if you're not mechuyev during the ikkar zman achiyev, so then why are you benching afterwards? So you're not mechuyev in berachas hamazon when you eat. The time that you eat is the ikkar zman achiyev. So the fact that now the kvura has already taken place doesn't give you allowance, doesn't reinstitute the achiyev to allow you to recite Berachas HaMazon.
Meaning that if you had bread after the kvura, like if you're in the middle of eating like bread and the kvura happens,
right,
and you keep eating bread after, then you would have to bench
it. If you keep eating bread after, then presumably you'd have to bench, right?
Right.
According to everyone. But it doesn't usually happen that way. Okay. So we're going to start now the halach of Nimsar Lekasafim, which is Sif Gimel. We're not going to complete the analysis. We'll see there are a few different halachos that we have to kind of fit together to get a clear picture. As we had previously discussed the Machlokas of Benetam and the Rush about the situation of Mesa Chosa. Benetam's sister passed away in a different city. Benetam was knowing the Isser of Basa, was knowing to eat Basa Riyayin, even though he should have been labeled as an Onay, because his sister's husband was taking care of the Tzarchei Gvura in another city. And the Rosh argues, the Rosh says no, that even under these circumstances, the halachas of aninus apply, and the Rosh uses a term of lo plug. We paskin like the Rosh, that's the psak of Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph, that is the psak of the Shach in Sif Katan He. We noted last time that, strictly speaking, the citation of the Rosh is found in of the Rabbeinu Tam is found in the Rishonim is limited to the heter of Basar V'yayin. It's not expressed in the context of the Isurei Aninus, the Isser of Kiyam Mitzvahs and Brachos. The Taz, back in Arachayim Siman Ayin Aleph, understood that this machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh is relevant to the other Nihugei Avelos as well, of the Isser Mitzvahs and Brachos. And the Taz suggests that this machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh is based on the two reasons we saw in the Yerushalmi. If that's the reason, why is it that an onen is prohibited from involvement in mitzvahs? The Prima Gazim fleshes it out. The Yerushalmi told us machlokas are two suggestions, two possibilities. Is it based on kavanah meis? That is disrespectful rather to a meis to engage in mitzvahs prior to kavurah, or is it the concern of shema yisamaso? That there has to be someone taking care of the Tzarchei HaMeis. The Rishami says, Nafkamina, a situation where there are other people involved in taking care of the Tzarchei HaMeis. The Taz seems to be saying same thing over here. According to Vinatam, the Iker reason is Shema Yisa. The Iker reason is Mishi Yisa Maso. The Iker reason is you have to have someone taking care of Tzarchei HaMeis. If you have someone else taking care of Tzarchei HaMeis, then the restrictions of Aninus do not apply. That's the position of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rosh is going with Kavanah Meis. The Rosh is pretty befeirish that the Iker reason Lalach is Kavanah Meis. And therefore, even if there's someone else taking care of the Tzarchei Meis, the restrictions of Aninus would still apply. Okay, that's how the Taz analyzes this Machlokas. And the Taz assumes that the Machlokas is relevant to all the Nihugei Aninus. This tli is not necessarily mucha. You can take a look at Rabbi Willett's piece printed in the end of the Amordechai, Amoed, for analysis of why this isn't necessarily mucha, but time doesn't allow us to go into that now. Okay. Now, there is another halacha of Nimsar Lukasafin, based on Yerushalmi, quoted in the Ramban and Taurus Adam. That's what we have here in Sif Gimel. Malkam Shinogim Shakasafim Yuchadim Lahotzi Ames. A place where there's a practice that there are special designated people to take care of Hatzas HaMeis, what we call a Chevra Kadisha. Ula Akash and Asku Akrovin Bitzorche HaKavura Yivsiru Lehem. And at a certain point, after the Krovin finish what they need to do, they give over the maize to the Chevra Kadisha. Vehem Yikveruhu, and the Chevra Kadisha takes care of the Kavura. Misha Masru Lehem Mutar Makrovin Bibasari Ayim. Once the maize is given over to the kasafim, to the chaver kadisha, then the avelim, the onanim, are permitted to eat basar v'yayin. The Chachmas Adam in Simen Kufnun Gimel Os Gimel, referenced here in the Pesachei Tshuva Sivkat and Kaf Aleph, wonders how it is that we don't seem to follow this halacha. So he says that this din of Nimsar Lakasafim sounds like our practice of having a Chevra Kadisha. So once you give the mace over to the Chevra Kadisha, So then the Krovin should be Mutter Bevasar V'yayin, and the Chachma Sadr writes, and presumably should be Mutter, they should be Mutter in Tefillah and Brachos as well, because there's no reason to distinguish. So the Chachma Sadr writes that it's improper that nowadays the Onanim only daven after the Kvura. They should really daven as soon as they give the mace over to the Chevra Kadisha, as soon as they've done their part, now the Chevra Kadisha is going to take over, they should daven right away. That's what the Chachmas Adam writes. He wonders, why is it that the Minhag Olam seems to ignore this halacha of Nimsa L'Kasafim? The Pisgah Shuva here quotes the Nodav Yehuda, who has the answer. The Nodav Yehuda, Madura Tinyana Yaradeya Simen Reish Yud Aleph, Madura Tinyana Yaradeya Simen Reish Yud Aleph, suggests the following. This whole din of Nimsa L'Kasafim is only relevant in a situation where you're giving the mace over to a Chevra Kadisha, and then the Chevra Kadisha is going to take the mace and go bury him in another city. And the Avelim are not going to participate in the Kvura. But if you're just giving the mace over to the Chevra Kadisha to take care of preparing the mace for Kvura, but the Krovim are still going to be involved in going to the Kvura, they're going to be involved theoretically in some preparations as well, so then the status of Anino still applies. They're still involved on some level in Sarfei Hames, and there's no allowance to recite brachos and perform mitzvahs. The Pisgah Shuva thinks that this is the correct approach, and he doesn't understand why the Chachmas Adam was bothered by his question.
So that would be like if they're burying the mason at Israel and from here, for example?
So that's a din of... So there are a few situations what you're describing, which I think we'll leave for next time. Okay, I think we'll stop here. And then next time we'll pick up with the rest of Siman Shin and Aleph, further analysis of how you fit together the Amachlok of the Vein and Tam of the Rush, this then Nimut Sor L'Kasafim, and then take a look at Siman Shin Ayin Hei, if Bays, the din of Maxir Panav. You have to figure out how those three halachas all work together. And then we'll discuss Nihuge Avdela for an Onein in Se'if Hay. And after that, we'll be moving on to Simin Shin Ayin Ches, and then going pretty much straight from there and on.